Bill Belichick comes to you?
No, it's just, like I said before, week in and week out, it's just keep the process, keep working. And they do a lot of great things defensively, and they're a very, very sound football team, very physical. And you know, they do a lot of different looks to, you know, create confusion. And you just got to stay on top of it, you know, and watch countless hours of film, continue to study, keep working on the game plan.
Last couple of years, their secondary has really a couple of stars have emerged. I mean, not only Devin McCourty's a captain, but Logan Ryan. I mean, what sticks out with the skill set of those two players on the field?
Yeah, they have, like I said, their defense. You never see them out of position. You know, they're always in the right spot. They're always around the ball. They're always making plays on the ball. If it's, you know, zone, they're staying where they're supposed to be. If it's man, then they're doing a great job of staying in the hip pocket of the receiver, you know. And so you have to be very accurate when you're throwing the football. You have to make fast decisions, get the ball out on time, and get it to the right spot. And, you know, like I said, their DBs do a great job of that, and their front seven is, you know, a big part of that as well. You know, they get after the quarterback, and they make you get the ball out of your hands quick, or, you know, they make you try to get to your first, second, and get to your check down really fast.
About that linebacking core, I mean, how much of a threat, not only in the second level, but then, I mean, then you look at that front seven, what sticks out for guys like Chris Long?
Yeah, they just have, you know, a lot of experience. And, you know, that helps them, I think, to do a lot. You know, like I said, they do a ton of different looks, and they do it very well. They do a lot of things that try to confuse you, and you know, different looks that you're going to see that you might see one week, they might change up the next week. You know, so you always got to be alert and be ready to make different calls to the line and change the calls and change the protection.
Does having Dante Hightower back change the look of that defense significantly?
He's a great player. Their guys, their front seven is just so big and so physical, and they move around so well. Like I said, they can do a lot of things on defense. And, you know, you just have to be on top of your game on offense and know where to go with the ball and know which call to make and know what play to get to.
Cody, how disappointed is it that Austin Ryder's out with torn ACL? And then what challenges are there in dealing with a different center every week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, difficult. Austin did a great job last week, like I said. I mean, he played great for his first start and coming in there and on a short week and getting thrown in and you know, making all the calls and doing everything the right way was awesome. You know, so it was very, very difficult to see him go down, but it's just kind of the same mentality we've had. You know, next man up, and we got a lot of great players on this team, and guys step in here and there, whoever they're called to, and we just get after it with what we have.
With what Terrell's been able to do the first couple of weeks, obviously now he's attracting a lot of attention. You saw that last week in Washington. Mm-hmm. How do you get the ball in his hands without forcing anything is when that extra attention is now being
paid? I mean, you just stick to progression. You know, whatever the play is, if Terrell's, you know, the primary guy, then you look to him. If he's not there, then you find your second, third option. But if he's not, if he's on the backside, and you know, you like your matchup on the other side, it's just – it's within the offense. You work within the offense. You don't try to do too much. Don't force the ball. Just, you know, go through your reads, go through your progression, and get the ball out on time.
Hey, Cody, you know, we asked you about Brady the other day and Belichick, and you said you're the same regardless of who you're facing. I mean, we're talking maybe the greatest quarterback, the greatest coach ever. Is there anything that makes you change or gets a rise out of you?
No, I mean, you just, obviously, like you said, you know, Tom's one of the best quarterbacks ever play the game, you know, but you just control what you can control. You know, you can't control who you're playing against that week or who you're going up against. You control how you perform, and that's always helped me just stay level-headed and not let the moment be too big. It's just, you know, focus on what I can control. You know, stay after and watch film and study the playbook and study them defensively and then go out and, you know, make the plays and execute when it's game day.
Does it change after the game at all? Like, will you try to talk to Tom or, you know, some guys do the jersey switch and that kind of thing?
I have no idea. I know. I'm just focused on the game right now.
Do you remember the first game you watched Brady play on TV?
No, I'm not sure. That'd be tough. Like I said, I loved just watching quarterbacks in general play and guys that did, you know, play the position, you know, really well. And Tom's obviously one of them. And you know, I just study different film, but I can pinpoint the exact time I remember watching him first.
Would you say that playing in high-pressure situations on a big stage at USC kind of has you a little bit prepared for a big moment like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think just in general, no matter what the game is or the pressure that comes with it, I've always just tried to stay level-headed. Just always kind of stayed calm. And, you know, like I said, it just goes back to throughout the week. That starts right now, you know, going through the whole process this week and getting to game day and having no questions or no doubts about what you're running or what you're trying to accomplish on each play. And I think that's helped me, you know, this far, just going into these last two games, just being confident in you know, my ability and the offensive scheme we have and you know, the guys around me.
How much is Hughes scheme that he or game plan that he's put in place in these first couple of starts, how beneficial have they been for you as far as you establishing a comfort level?
Yeah, I think it's been, I mean, great. It's been awesome that Coach Jackson really, he works to the strength of the players, you know, and you know, whether it's different routes for different guys or different run schemes or whatever it may be, or, you know, me throwing this ball or getting to this read. And it really helps us out play fast. You know, helps us play fast, helps us to play without confusion, and it's been great for me, you know, and it really has helped me. And, you know, that's what we continue to do each week, you know, and he always comes up with a great game plan.
We talked about the success you've had on third down. And Josh was really good last year. Has he given you any specific pointers about third down?
Yeah, I mean, Josh has just always given me a ton of stuff, obviously, and you know, game planning wise and preparing. But yeah, I mean, just he always said, you know, you want to obviously get the first down, but don't force it. Don't turn the ball over. It's okay to punt sometimes. It's, you know, it's okay to play a field position game, but at the same time, you know, don't force throws. But, you know, if they're there and you have to take a chance on one of them, and it's a crucial third down or it's an important third down, you know, you might have to make a play here and there with your feet or whatever it may be. You know, so he goes through different scenarios and you know, what to expect on it. But, yeah, I mean, with overall my game, he's helped me out a ton.
Is it tough, or not tough, but the decision whether or not to throw past the sticks as opposed to a couple times, I think Sunday, you threw underneath and a guy broke a tackle to get that first down?
I mean, it's just what defense they're in or what coverage they play. And, you know, like I said, just getting the ball to the right guy at the right time.
Cody, how remarkable is it when you look at Tom Brady and realize that he's 39 years old right now, mm-hmm. and how long he's done this? After, you know, playing your mm-hmm. first couple of games now, do you even marvel more
yeah.
he's been able to do this for so long?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just – that's awesome. It's tough to do, you know. And this is, you know, a tough sport, you know, and you learn that right away. But – you know, it's just with his hard work and dedication and continue to just keep getting better, you know, is something that you strive to do as an athlete. You know, you always want to just continue to play as long as you can and never give up the game. And obviously one day that you know, I talked to guys who don't play anymore. They said the game's going to end, but you want to fight as hard as you can for as long as you can. So that's just, you know, seeing guys like Josh and Tom Brady and guys like that, you know, that's something you strive for. You want to play the game for a long time.
Cody, how valuable is Isaiah Crowell the way he's playing right now?
Yeah, Crowell's playing great. He's done a great job helping me out. You know, he's really opened things up in the run game or you know, made people focus on the run game, which has helped open things up in the pass. And just I think that's a big tribute to offensive line as well. You know, the guys are taking, you know, the physical mindset of, you know, we want to run the football. And we have a great back with Crow and also Duke. And, you know, I think these last few weeks have been great running the football.
I think there was 11 missed tackles. I mean, 11 tackles that he broke or maybe guys miss or something. When you're watching film, are you just kind of in awe of some of the plays he was able to make
yeah.
on Sunday?
Yeah, he runs hard. I mean, he just – I think the best thing about him, too, is he hits it. He has no hesitation. He gets the ball and goes and makes a cut and processes really fast. And, you know, obviously I haven't been in the league in a long time, but, you know, he's a great back from what I've seen. You know, I think he's one of the better backs. And it's awesome to have him on your team, as a quarterback especially.
It appears to the untrained eye that there's been an emphasis on the short passing game. I don't know, is that a matter of game plan? Is that a matter of the reads? And will you eventually have to, you know, go down the field a little
yeah.
more?
Yeah, I mean, if we get the looks we want, the opportunities there, and definitely take shots. And Mr. Ricardo on one last game, we had an opportunity there, and you know, I got to complete that. But, yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, just read the offense, read the play that's called, and go through progression and get the ball out on time and you know, eliminate sacks and just continue to move the ball and just make the right decision. You know, I don't want to overstress or put anything, you know, overemphasize on doing this or doing that each week. I just want to continue to stay in the game plan.
How do you keep from putting too much pressure on yourself?
Just stay calm. Like I said, I enjoy the game. It's fun. I really do enjoy it, and I've been playing it for a long time, so I just kind of stay in that mindset. You know, this is something I've been doing my whole life, and don't let the moment be too big and just control what you can control.
What have you heard from your friend Derek Carr?
I haven't got to talk to Derek yet, but Dave reached out to me, and that family's always been supportive, and obviously we're both in season, but Derek's playing great. He's been great, and he's always been, that whole family's been a great support system for me, and David taught me and Derek a ton when we were in high school coming out, so it's great to have the support from the Carr family.
What stands out after your first two starts here that you look at as far as, you know, I need to do this a little better so I can now take that next step mm-hmm. or get to that next level?
Yeah, I think just the biggest thing for us offensively, you know, and is just eliminating mistakes. You know, we've done a great job the last two games of you know, being competitive and staying in it and giving ourselves a chance, you know, towards the end, and we just got to eliminate mistakes. And then whether that's me throwing the ball, running the ball, you know, even just missing a play here and there that could be, you know, a turning point in the game. So for me, I just want to continue to make the right play and get us in the right position, you know, each and every play and change the call if I need to. But at the same time, just eliminate mistakes.
You've taken some big hits. How are you holding on physically?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. It's obviously there's been some here and there that kind of wake you up, but yeah, you keep fighting back.
Thank you.